Thank you, buddy. Simon Buchmann. This is John Rhodes.
But otherwise, I think you had the wireframes, you had the plan, and I think it looked pretty much complete to me. As far as
this is Don Bill.
Bill, the promotion, I could qualify you for that. I'll be the first one to cover the details about your business.
Thank you for calling Penguin Book Writers. This is Don Rhodes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I'm looking. Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I am looking for a way to make a collector book.
Okay, you're looking for ways to make what kind of a book, ma'am?
You know, a book of actually pictures of things that people collect. You know, like they do Depression glass and antique furniture and stuff like that.
Okay, okay. May I please have your first and last name?
My name is Colleen Hodges.
Mm-hmm. Ma'am, could you repeat your last name for me?
It's H-O-D-G-E-S, Hodges.
Okay. And if I can also get your callback number?
It's 804-272.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
1601.
Okay. All right. So, Ms. Hodges, again, my name is Don Rose. I'm one of the senior project managers and lead writer here at Penguin Book Writers. Okay. So, have you already created a draft of this book, like a manuscript of sorts? You have already done that?
No, because there wouldn't be much writing to it.
Okay. So, is this an illustrations book?
I guess that's what.
Okay.
Do you not collect anything yourself?
Absolutely, we do. We just need to have an idea as to what your needs are, and along the lines of your needs, we'll go ahead and carry out the assignment for you. So, again, what is the idea behind this book?
Okay. I don't know if you've heard of Dickens Village, the lighted houses that people put together as a little village at Christmas.
Yes, I have.
Or snow babies, because those little white figurines that are like little children dressed up in white snowsuits.
Mm-hmm.
They come from Department 56, which is like the brand name, like your a GM and a Chevy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's Department 56. Did a lot of things, and they're still doing it, but they used to be their own company, and now I believe they're actually owned by Hallmark or UNESCO or something that does a lot of Hallmark, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the time when they were not very old, I actually had a little store.
Okay.
And I did not, although I sold the houses and the snow babies,
mm-hmm.
I did not collect them. But they did a lot of other stuff. I had, believe it or not, a paper mache chicken on a skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
That's about 20
okay.
inches tall. We had a Volkswagen shop, repair shop, at the same time, so you could tell this was back in the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a Volkswagen pencil pot and a little Volkswagen figurine with a Christmas tree on top and pencils with Volkswagens on top of it and a snow globe with a little Volkswagen in it. So I had all those. Over the years, that would have been I started in like 1985.
Mm-hmm.
And because I no longer have the store, I ended up losing it in 94.
Oh, okay.
But I still, whenever I see Department 56 stuff, I try to pick it up if it's something that I don't have. I have boxes upon boxes upon boxes of this stuff. I also
mm-hmm.
have $800 worth of professional photography, but it's in slides.
Okay, okay.
All I need to do is, they put out something called a green book, like in about, I don't know, maybe 94, 95, something like that. Somebody got the idea, and they took pictures of the houses, and they said how much they cost when they came out and how much they were worth now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
That's what I need to be able to let people see all these other things, which I've only told you two or three.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
And so that's, I call it a collector book. I don't know what else I would call it.
No, you're absolutely right. It is, for all intents and purposes, a collectible item. So you already have these images, or you would like us to create them for you?
I have a pretty good amount of them.
Okay.
But
so
I have
basically,
tons more.
So you basically just, you are looking forward to getting them compiled in a book form and then, you know, selling them?
I'm about to turn 78,
mm-hmm.
really shortly.
Okay.
And this has been in my house now for, I lost the store. I had a store at a big, I don't know if you're familiar with Richmond, Virginia. It's Chesterfield Town Center. I had
mm-hmm.
a store there, and I had like...
Oh, I know Chesterfield. I believe it or not, I actually went to school in Richmond. That was a long time ago.
I have children that went to school a long time ago here, believe me.
Nice.
Anyhow,
nice.
The children are fussing. I'm still in the same house that I've been mm-hmm. in since 1986.
Wow.
And
okay.
After I had started out collecting dolls,
mm-hmm.
and that's how come it made sense to me to collect Department 56. Well, you know, now we're looking at, well, I need to be where I can have help. They don't
okay.
want to move here. They want me to move there, right? And
correct.
I have to have some way of getting rid of this. Well, I keep telling them, if nobody's ever seen it, they don't know they want it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You
okay.
Because isn't that why you go shopping? And you go, I'm going to go get me a new shirt. But you don't usually say, I'm going to go get an orange one or a blue one or whatever, you know. And you go out and you look, and whatever strikes your fancy, you pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
I have a ton of these things. Some of it, like, okay, I mean, you know, it could be easily done. That's why people did it on the houses and the snow babies, because like in the snow babies, they could make a little line drawing of what that snow baby looked like. Was he pushing a snowball, carrying a gift,
mm-hmm.
whatever, right? The houses, they did some of it in drawing, but most of it, they could just take a picture of, it's a little ceramic, well, it's not terribly little, but a ceramic
mm-hmm.
house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I don't believe anybody has done what they called other. And that's what I have.
Okay, okay.
I have a pewter bell wreath that, I mean, it's humongous and weighs a ton. And
okay.
I had people come show up from Kentucky, I guess, from horse races, and they thought that would be beautiful on their barn, but I wasn't selling it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I have all of this because I've never managed, I've been talking about this since 1992, but I've never managed to stop, have the time. I had seven children. I had a lot of trouble financially after the store got gone.
Mm-hmm.
I have led a very interesting life.
Nice.
To say the least. I've even been robbed at gunpoint.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so glad that you came out of that unscathed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey,
okay.
Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you. I said to my mother the next
mm-hmm.
day, right? I said, I thought to when the guy had standing there in front of me, and I thought, shoot me. Blessed relief, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what she said to me?
What's
she
that?
Said, you wouldn't be so lucky. I thought,
yeah.
I said, oh. She says, you'd just end up in a wheelchair. You wouldn't die.
Right.
That's the kind of luck I had, right? So, yeah.
Okay.
Anyhow, But like I say, my sister yesterday got enthused with me for some reason, and so she's pushing me to do something about this dream of mine.
Uh-huh. Even now, you don't have to worry about Ms. Hodges. If you have a dream, you could be rest assured we'll make the, you know, those dreams come true. Now, I need to ask you something, Ms. Hodges. How did you hear about us?
The sister. She said she put in the computer this morning for local publishers.
Okay.
And you came up. And you had a phone number so I could call somebody and talk to them and tell them what I'm thinking.
Absolutely. Okay. Okay. All right. So your sister, you know, she does she also write? I mean, obviously, you know, she knew about us.
She heard about, she didn't know about you, although I've heard of you before for some reason.
Oh, okay.
I thought, I just told her that Penguin Books sounded familiar to me, actually.
Absolutely, ma'am.
And,
you know, we have been in business. Yeah, we've been in business for the last 35 years. We have had thousands upon thousands of extremely satisfied clients. We have hundreds of clients who have gone on to become the best sellers of their books in different genres. So, yeah, we take great pride, you know, in the kind of work that we do. We take extremely great pride in our clients, and we are privileged to work, you know, with some of the very, you know, extremely known authors, biographers, and memoir specialists. And, you know, we would love to work with you as well. So, Ms. Hodges, before I, you know, before I go ahead and start talking to you, you know, about how the process works out, so I basically just want to clear myself one more time. So you have images, a lot of pictures that you would like us to compile and, you know, basically reproduce them in the form of a book. Is that correct?
I guess that's what I would be saying is, you know, I hate to say it, but the worst part is other than the pictures, I have, like, maybe more. Like, one thing I have, I know I have two sets of pictures of is what I just call things with things stuck to them, which sounds ridiculous. But there were like a rooster and a cat and something, and on its apron, it was dressed, and on its apron, it had, you know, like on cat, it had a little mouse and a something, you know, cheese and something, right? And and one of the other things was wooden, which actually was a music box, but it had other stuff, you know, stuck to it that was, that went with whatever it was. I actually think it might have been something like a cat too, with the, you know, and the mouse and the mouse and the cheese turned as the music box. That's I would have to, but I kind of thought it would be good if I could start small. You know, with just what I actually have. And there are, there used to be, I don't know if there still are, but here in Richmond, there was, we had a Department 56 club. And they were all over the United States. People that collected Department 56. So I thought, if nothing else, if we could start with that. And actually, somewhere in all my paper and stuff, I actually had names and addresses of people that one time we actually took down, we took that information down, hoping back in about maybe 2000 that I would get to do this. And so we went to a show, and we had, you know, so we had some names of people that were interested in this. And they are beginning, things are beginning to sell in the auctions. You know, I really don't need, I don't need a whole lot of them. I just need to know if this can actually be done.
Absolutely, this can be done. So how many pages do you think so this, you know, this booklet ought to look like? Like how many pages? Do you have any, a number in mind?
I'd say, mate, to start with, probably no more than 50.
50?
Yeah.
Okay. 50, yeah, 50 is a good number. Okay. And so...
See, back then I thought I could do it, But printing in color was bad when I was expensive when I first started this. Mm-hmm. Now everybody has a color printer, right?
Okay, correct.
It's a lot better than it used to be, and yet I didn't have the time in between. I should have had it a lot over the last couple of years, but
okay.
I didn't somehow, or I just
correct.
Didn't think about it. And so,
okay.
yeah, have you ever started things? I actually thought like the old cookbooks, you know, with a little spiral thing or whatever,
mm-hmm.
might be a good start. But then too, if you could sell them as packets in a ring binder so that you could add to it and say whether you had this or not as on the bottom of it. Do I sound like a total nut?
Excuse me, ma'am?
Because I know one man I met at a Department 56 show in, I don't know, when was I that year? No, I don't know. It was a while back. And
mm-hmm.
he told me that he was the king of Mistleberry. And Mistleberry was an elf, okay, that
mm-hmm.
they made. And there was Mistleberry and Marty Berry and Mistleberry's bed and Mistleberry's sled and Mistleberry's swing. And
mm-hmm.
he had identified 27 different things that were Mistleberry. And he had 22 of them. And he bought my Mistleberry ladder.
Okay. Okay.
And so that's, you know, I just think that it would be neat if you could, what I kind of wanted to do was, even if I don't have all these things, would be to put down, all right, this is, you know, take a picture of what I had. Say
mm-hmm.
this is such and such, and there are these, and on the page at least put like there are these many other things that I know are part of this collection.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
I don't have them all, but I have certainly seen a lot of them. But if you would not believe, I have a little loft above an office in the house.
Mm-hmm.
There are, the loft is full. They're stacked 6 to 8 feet high, the boxes above it.
Oh, wow.
All packed
okay.
in Department 56. But the trouble is, now I have a daughter whose husband has the most humongous garage you ever saw. And
mm-hmm.
I believe I could talk him into letting me have it for a weekend. Get my son to trailer all this stuff out there
mm-hmm.
and talk my family into helping me separate it, you know, so that the things that are, because like I say, as I went, even after I lost the store, I kept buying the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You
okay.
know, if I saw something that went with something I knew I had. So
that's
going to
be a good idea for you to basically sift through everything and, you know, just take out the most operative things that you think would be good enough for the first 50-page book. And then we can, you know, always work, on the next book, so on and so forth. So I think, that's a good idea.
I think
it's doable and very
I
much workable.
Enough. Okay, good.
Okay.
I think I have enough pictures of enough
mm-hmm.
different things to get started for the
wonderful.
First 50 pages.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, Ms. Hodges, shall I go ahead and explain how the process is going to work out? How about that?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes,
so here's the thing. So once we sign you up, and hopefully I believe that we will, we'll welcome you on board. The good thing is that it will be me who will be assisting you in this project from start to finish. Okay. So you and I will basically be talking, every couple of days, if not every day. And we'll be exchanging ideas. You will be sharing a lot of those pictures with me. My back-end team of backup writers, co-writers, creative editors, you know, they will compile all the information on every picture. We will create a script and a draft for every page, for every picture. At the same time, we'll be designing a cover for your book, okay? So a project like this, approximately, it will take about a month to be completed. Okay, so once the entire thing is complete, we have compiled everything, we have arranged everything in an order, We'll send it to you. You'll give us an approval that, hey, Don, I like this. Let's go ahead with this publishing, okay? So the second phase would basically be publishing your book. Now, obviously, this is your first time writing something, authoring something, printing and publishing something. So I would strongly urge you to do a bit of social media marketing just so that we can go about creating a brand out of you and out of your book. So what we'll basically do is, and I'm sure, you know, even though you're a grandma yourself, that you still use Facebook, you use Instagram, you use Twitter. You know, these are the modern day technologies.
No, you don't.
Okay. I would actually encourage you to use them. Your children would know a thing or two about Facebook. So, you know, you might want to go ahead and use it. So what we can do is we can basically do, a publicity gig on Facebook, on Twitter, on other platforms where we can talk about your book. We will go about engaging people on social media and on the internet where we will be talking about your book. We'll be introducing you. We'll be sharing the design cover of your book. So basically what we'll do is we'll go about creating interest, in the people so that they will go and buy your book. So when it comes to publishing your book, so we will not be taking the traditional route of printing a book and putting it in a brick and mortar store, because that is a very expensive proposition. We can do that at a later stage. So we will take baby steps, okay? We'll start small and we will aim to achieve big. So what we will do is we'll put up your book for sale on Amazon. On their website, we'll put up the book for sale on Barnes & Noble website. So the price of the book will range from anywhere between $8.99 to $10.99. So anybody who has a computer...
Just like what I wanted.
Exactly.
You really got the idea somehow.
Perfect. So, you know, anybody who uses a computer, who uses a mobile phone, who uses an iPad... would log on into their Amazon accounts. They will use their credit cards to purchase your book, okay? And their book will be downloaded on the computer. So they will review the book, they'll read the book, they will like the book. And so basically, our ultimate objective is for people to buy the book. So what usually happens is, if for instance, you're selling your book for $11.99 on Amazon, so Amazon will basically keep about $3 as a commission for the services, and you will get to get $8 per book, okay? So that will directly go into your bank account, okay? So this way, you will have a steady stream of revenue coming into your account, frequently, like, say, on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis. For as long as your book is available for sale, you will be earning that money from the sales proceeds of your book, okay? So, So this is what we can offer you. And again, we are basically a one-stop shop solution for all your publication, for all your writing, and for all your marketing needs. We have, a whole portfolio of services that we can provide to you. But let's take baby steps at a time, okay? So this is the most intermediate sort of a package that I've just discussed with you. So I can share the costing on this, the pricing on this. So whatever I've spoken to you about, you know, it's going to cost you around $1,200. And this also includes ownership certificates, ownership rights for your book. So nobody can basically plagiarize and steal your work and use it for their own motives. So, you will be protected from copyright infringement. Your work will be protected, and you will have the sole exclusivity and proprietorship on the book. So what do you say? This makes sense?
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually makes it, so that it actually sounds reasonable enough, I might find a way to get started.
Exactly. So the idea is that we start with the first book of 50 pages, we'll publish that, and as soon as that book goes into publishing, we'll go ahead and start working on the second book of 50 pages. Do you like this idea?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Perfect. So all I need now, do you use email?
Yes. I do have that.
Perfect. May I have your email address, Ms. Hodges?
Okay. All right. It's not capitalized, okay? It's Hodges, my last name.
Mm-hmm.
And then the number 6.
Mm-hmm.
And cats, C-A-T-S, which I don't have 6 cats anymore.
Okay.
But when I took that email, I did.
All right.
At Gmail.
Perfect. Perfect. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to go ahead and draft a services contract, which will basically list down all the services that we have discussed today. At the same time, I'll also draft a non-disclosure agreement, okay? We'll go ahead and set this up, and I'll email you all these details. So in the meantime, would you go ahead and like to settle the payment so we can formally initiate this process? We welcome you on board, and we basically kick this off from the word get-go. What do you say?
I wish I could say to you that I would, but I just had to put a $10,000 heat pump in this stupid house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to talk to my daughter about giving me the money first.
Okay.
I don't want to. I only live on Social Security.
I understand, ma'am.
I didn't have a whole lot of it. I'm lucky.
Okay.
I've been here as long as I have.
So
yes.
When should I follow up with you? Say later on in the day?
Let's see. Today is Thursday.
Thursday. Mm-hmm.
Would it upset you to call on maybe just Monday?
How about we do it tomorrow? And there is a reason why I'm requesting you to you know, do this tomorrow, because we are running a promotion offer. We actually had this promotion offer which went into effect during the Labor Day holidays, but we decided to sort of extend it because we got an overwhelming response to this sales promotion.
Okay.
We are actually offering a 40% discount across the board for all our services. And that extension on the sale will end tomorrow. So by Monday, unfortunately, that the price that I've quoted you right now would increase by another 40%. So, you know, if you can talk with your daughter.
Well, she's hard to talk to, but I will.
Okay.
But if I tell her it's urgent, I guess
yeah.
she will do something
why don't
about
you go
it.
Ahead, yeah, why don't you go ahead and speak with her, and perhaps I can give you a buzz tomorrow at the same time, and we'll, you know, sort of close this deal. Okay?
That works perfectly for me.
Perfect.
Thank you.
So I'll go ahead and
Don?
Send you. Yes, ma'am. My name is Don, and the last name is Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S.
Oh, okay.
I'm sending you that email.
Okay.
I'm sending you that email, and I'll put down all my contact details. Okay?
Okay. Okay. That's great.
All right, Ms. Hodges,
thank you so much
for calling. It was wonderful talking
this.
With you, and hopefully we'll do some
you
business,
too.
Okay? All right. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.